insufficient data. You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common. There is a dangerous alien among us.
Affirmative.
A familiar behavior pattern is detected.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I am not programmed for fear. Due to worn conditions of memory bank, compliance impossible.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. A voice for European people worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a report on communism. Five things Marx wanted to abolish besides private property. I love these people. You know, I had said to one of the girls I worked with at one point, I says, they're trying to turn the world communist. She says, well, there's nothing wrong with that. We should give communism a try. All five of these are under assault, to say the least. This is not a coincidence. Marxism is alive and prospering inside America, hiding behind the guise of progressivism. Well, I told you the reason why is they've put capitalism, the thesis, against the antithesis, which is communism, and there's been a synthesis of the both, which is progressivism. Hello! I won't go into detail and insult your intelligence to explain further, trusting we are critical thinkers, but I will add that all five of these are in the headlines every day in one form or another, and the effort to destroy these five are all being destroyed with one clear and overriding strategy, incrementalism. Intellectual takeout. Karl Marx might have not been a very good guy, but he was refreshingly candid about the aims of communism. This brazenness, one could argue, is baked into the communist psyche. The communists disdained to conceal their views and aims, Marx declared in his famous manifesto. They openly declare that their ends can be attained only by the forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. Let the ruling classes tremble at a communistic revolution. Marx's manifesto is famous for summing up his theory of communism with a single sentence, abolition of private property. But this was hardly the only thing the philosopher believed must be abolished for bourgeois society in the proletariat's march to utopia. In his manifesto, Marx highlighted five additional ideas and institutions for eradication. Marx admits that destroying the family is a thorny topic, even for revolutionaries. Abolition of family, even the most radical flare-up of this infamous proposal of the communists, he writes. On what foundation is the present family, the bourgeois family, based? On capital? On private gain? In its completely developed form, this family exists only among the bourgeois, he writes. Best of all, abolishing the family would be relatively easy once bourgeois property was abolished. The bourgeois family will vanish as a matter of course when its complement vanishes, and both will vanish with the vanishing of capital. Marx believed individuality was antithetical to the egalitarianism he envisioned. Therefore, the individual must be swept out of the way and made impossible. Individuality was a social construction of the capitalist society and was deeply intertwined with capital itself. You can certainly see that they don't want us to be individual. They want us all to be one. Dig? In bourgeois society, capital is independent and has individuality, while the living person is dependent and has no individuality, he wrote. And the abolition of this state of things is called by the bourgeois abolition of individuality and freedom, and rightly so. The abolition of bourgeois individuality, bourgeois independence, and bourgeois freedom is undoubtedly aimed at. The ruling class of each age have never been the ideas of its ruling class, he argued. When the ancient world was in its last throes, the ancient religions were overcome by Christianity. When the Christian ideas succumbed to the 18th century, in the 18th century to rationalist ideas, feudal society fought its death battle with the then revolutionary bourgeoisie. He recognized how radical this idea would sound to his readers, particularly since communism does not seek to modify truth, but to overthrow it. Did you hear that? Communism does not seek to modify truth, but to overthrow it. Who is the truth? Why, Jesus Christ. The Word of God is the truth. But he argued that these people were missing the larger picture. Undoubtedly, it will be said, religious, moral, philosophical, and juridical ideas have been modified in the course of historical development, but religion, morality, philosophy, political science, and law constantly survive this change. There are besides eternal truths such as freedom, justice, etc., etc., that are common to all states of society. But communism abolishes eternal truths. It abolishes all religion and all morality instead of constituting them on a new basis. It therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience. Now, I want you to hear that again. Communism abolishes eternal truths, all religion, and all morality. What else does this accusation reduce itself to? The history of all past society has consisted in the development of class antagonisms, antagonisms that assume different forms at different epochs. Communists, Marx said, are reproached for seeking to abolish countries. Imagine there's no countries. These people fail to understand the nature and no religions, too. These people fail to understand the nature of the proletariat, he wrote. The working men have no country. We cannot take from them what they have not got. Since the proletariat must first of all acquire political supremacy, must rise to be the leading class of the nation, must constitute itself in the nation, or constitute itself the nation, it is so far itself national, though not in the bourgeois sense of the word. Furthermore, largely because of capitalism, he saw hostilities between people of different backgrounds receding. As the proletariat grew in power, there would soon be no need for nations, he wrote. Marx saw tradition as a tool of the bourgeoisie. Adherence to the past served as a mere distraction in proletariat's quest for emancipation and supremacy. Quote, in bourgeois society, unquote, Marx wrote, quote, the past dominates the present. In communist society, the present dominates the past, unquote. This has been a News Bite special report, and until next time, smarten up and don't look down.